This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. There's a new 7-year agreement between Union Pacific Railroad and Rocky Mountain Steel in Pueblo. This ends a legal dispute that began last year over the cost of rails for train tracks. That means the Pueblo steelmaker will provide rails for Union Pacific when the new billion-dollar long rail mill in Pueblo officially fires up later this year. A similar dispute with BNSF is ongoing. Colorado lawmakers struck down a bill that would have made it clear that cities and towns can set noise limits within their borders. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The bipartisan bill sailed through the Senate and failed in its first House committee. The impact is statewide, but the debate focused almost entirely on the Ford Amphitheater in Colorado Springs. The city allowed the amphitheater to have a higher noise limit, but neighbors say it's disruptive and harmful. Democratic Representative Jamie Jackson was sympathetic to the residents.
Everyone deserves rest, safety, and stability where they live.
Backers of the bill say Colorado will now be left with perhaps the most aggressive statewide noise limits in the country. They worry it could derail festivals and music events that are critical throughout the state. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Voting for this year's top slopper in Pueblo closed this afternoon. The annual contest honors the Steel City's signature burger, which is smothered in green chili and often includes cheese, onion, and even French fries. Winners could be announced this Friday. This is CPR News.